Lent is many things, but one thing that I've been thinking about this year is Lent is in many ways an invitation, perhaps a challenge, to step out of the rhythm of our lives, to step out of the rhythm with which we live our lives day to day, to kind of catch ourselves, get out of the routine, out of the rhythm. Simple things, I remember. Some of you may have these memories, I don't know. When I was growing up as a little boy in elementary school, we were encouraged to give things up for Lent. And I remember I'd give up different things. One year I gave up chocolate. And I remember during snacks at school, you know, I'd come to have snacks and I'd see the chocolate and go, oh, I can't have the chocolate. I'm giving this up for Lent. And I remember that. This is incredible that I remember that 60-something years later. But it was something that just, it jostled you, got you out of your routine, you know. As we grow and mature, you know, there's more things than giving up chocolate. But Lent is this invitation to change. And not just, look at Lent this year as not just what am I called individually to change. What rhythm my own personal life am I invited to step out of? But how do we change the rhythm and routines of the culture and world that we've created? How do we step out of this? How do we get out of this routine of divisiveness? How do we enter into new possibilities? Consider this Lent to be a time to do that, to renew once again our baptism. I always like to remind us almost every year, we had a service for the children at 6 o'clock and we had them all gather around the baptismal font to remind them that we began this journey at baptism. And if you want to talk about a call to step out of the rhythm or routine of your life or step out of the routine and the rhythm of the world that surrounds us, baptism is what called us to do that. We become something new in Christ. And so baptism is where it began. And when we're baptized, some of those children, I think, were actually baptized at that font. We were signed with oil. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. And we begin that walk. We begin that journey. And Lent is an opportunity to renew that call, to renew those baptismal promises, to remind ourselves that perhaps we've entered into this relationship with God through Jesus, and perhaps we need to think about that walk a bit. Have we gotten a little distant from the walk together? What are ways that we can get out of the rhythms and routines that we've lived in? And I'd offer that as this during this Lent to think about in your own life. To make Lent not just a personal journey, but a personal journey as part of a larger community. Here at St. Paul's, we'll offer different opportunities for you to do that. How do you step out of the routine? Perhaps during Lent, maybe even coming to worship every Sunday. Maybe coming every Sunday is not part of your routine or your rhythm. But perhaps do that for the 5 Sundays of Lent. Be part of some of the offerings we'll be giving during adult formation during this season of Lent, which is going to focus on the renewal of our baptismal promises. And each Sunday we'll be focusing on the 5 areas of St. Paul's cares, those areas captured in some of those signs you see on Sunday that call us to something larger. This Sunday we'll be focusing on caring for creation. So I invite you to come to those adult formation opportunities. Participate in our book read. That's not just a book read that we as a parish are doing, but parishes throughout our diocese are doing. Bishop Sam has invited us into this book read, which is Jesus and the Disinherited by Howard Thurman, a 20th century mystic and just an incredible leader and challenger of the world in which he lived. Talk about trying to step out of the rhythm of the world he found himself in, to read together, to come to the book read either Tuesday mornings or Wednesday evenings. And even if you can't come to either of those, maybe get the book and read it yourself. And go to our website and under adult formation, just press Amazon. You'll take it right to the page. You need to take it right to your cart and off you go. But to participate in that. I mean, those are things that we as a faith community are offering and engaging in, but there may be opportunities in your own life to be a part of during this season of Lent. So let us go forth this day as once we're marked as Christ's own forever, sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. Today on that same spot, we are made the sign of the cross with ashes, reminding us that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. And God has done wondrous things with this dust. There are dreams and visions that we're called to live into. And let us here at St. Paul's be called to do that, both as a community and in our individual lives as well.